This is the Staying Christian Podcast. I'm Gavin Hobbs.
I'm Eli Chamley.
Is him, yes.
I'm Eli.
Welcome back to another episode. I just pulled off like a 13-hour shift, not to pat myself on the back.
But he's a hard-working man.
If I look like I'm zoning out during this podcast, if you're watching the video version, that's probably because I am.
He probably sounds like it too. To be honest.
Honestly, I was singing in the car while driving, doing deliveries the whole day, so my voice is probably tired.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is the Staying Christian Podcast. You're like, why am I listening to you guys blabber? Well, Eli just came up with a fantastic description for the podcast. I'm just going to put him on the spot.
I'm just
going to
say welcome or welcome back. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. We're happy to have you here. This is the Staying Christian Podcast. Just a small, I want to say talk show, but we're not really that sophisticated. We talk about becoming Christian, staying Christian, or anything in between, honestly.
We interview people sometimes. Those are usually good.
Yeah.
We try to get those in, but it's hard to line up dates and stuff with people, so.
Right. Especially with a lot of things going on recently.
Not to mention this
virus. Not to mention
virus,
that, because
you know what I mean?
We don't talk about that. Otherwise. But, yeah, welcome. Thanks for coming. Happy to have you.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This is the podcast. Welcome.
So, I feel like I'm always up on a soapbox, or I think I'd like to be. You know what I mean? And I think, ooh, look at me bashing technology. But I do think some of that comes from having access to basically a ham radio in our hands. Know how ham radio works?
More like a glazed ham radio.
No, Gavin. No.
What are you referring to the radio? What?
You know ham radio is?
Yeah, yeah.
It's where you can broadcast on a frequency that literally anybody else can hear who has a ham radio.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
And so it's basically like, it's literally like sending a tweet.
Kind of.
It kind of is, but it's real
but
time.
But it's like for nerds back
people,
then. Even now, only nerds do ham radios.
That's true. My grandfather's a nerd. Sorry, Grandpa. But
your grandpa listening to this podcast.
I don't know that he would.
On his ham radio,
I don't know
he found a frequency with the podcast.
No. But my point is, I do feel like we have this egotistical fever pitch whenever we have social media in our hands, where it's like, oh, something's going on. Let me give you my 2 cents on it. And I'm guilty of this, dude. And I kind of do it on here a lot. Because I'm like, oh, I've got a platform. I can give my 2 cents.
I can just get the megaphone.
If everybody had my 2 cents, then everything would be fixed, right?
Right. That's
and
what everybody thinks. It's like, see, the problem is.
Right.
And then it's just like, no.
I think we need to really watch that, especially as Christian guys or girls. But
don't be sexist.
Yeah. We're really tired if you couldn't tell.
I could tell.
Anyway, my point is kind of, it's. I feel like it's pretty important to take a look at that pretty often and just, you know, keep it in control, because just because we can speak doesn't mean we should.
Right.
You know, and it's really good to remind yourself, like center yourself and be like, okay, God, what should I say, if anything? And also, can I just do more of living this out so that people see it, you know? And of course, I'm saying all this while I have this platform.
You're right here on the podcast.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. I do think some people are like, what, you're just not saying anything? You're just supposed to be quiet and stuff?
Right.
It's like, no, there's definitely a time to speak. And I personally have a hard time speaking usually when it comes to that, because I just don't like saying things sometimes because it's embarrassing sometimes.
Embarrassing?
Yeah, well, what if what you have to say isn't actually from God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of risk sometimes to say stuff. You know, even on this podcast, I'll listen to myself back and I'll just be like, oh my gosh, was this...
That was bold.
What? That was...
You got the verse to back that up, you know?
Right, or is this actually, you know, am I being hypocritical? Am I being this way, you know? Speaking can be a bold thing for some people. For some people, it's super easy, you know, to just say things. Some people, it's a lot harder to even stand up to do that. So Yeah, yeah, I totally think it's true. I'm just also bringing another right. perspective to that as well.
And a lot of that is also, you kind of have to have a bit of confidence in God, you know, in your faith to do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want to make sure that what you're saying is correct. And if it is, right. and you know, you have the scripture to back it up, and you've definitely, if you've brought it with other people and like, hey, I'm not misreading this, right?
Right.
You know, that you probably can speak with that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think my point is, I don't want to just follow the stream because that's what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
You know, I want to look at it and say, hey, what is God wanting us to do with this?
Right.
And I honestly try to do that every time I bring something on the podcast. I mean, I sit here and I'm like, hey, Gavin, does this sound okay?
Yeah.
Or do I sound like a lunatic that's telling people what to do?
Which 90% of his content is the lunatic stuff. I'm like, listen, man, just shove that far, far away.
You're getting the tame.
It's getting too far. It's
you're getting what's
too
tame.
Much. I tell him that. I'm like, listen, man, just shut up. But you know what? That 5%, that 10% gets past me. So, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. when I ran this past you earlier, you were saying stuff about.
You ran it past me.
The hypocrisy thing, because we can feel hypocritical.
Well, you mentioned that, and I liked it. But I don't know how related it is to your point, which I almost wanted to let stand on itself. But if you want to mention something.
Oh, well, all I was going to say about it was there's a point where you might not say something because you're like, oh, I did that before. I've done that before. And somebody's going to hear me say, don't do this after I've already done it. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a problem with me. And you were saying, which I thought was great. You were saying, like, we have a new identity now.
Right. Well, it's like, okay, maybe God does tell you to say something, you know, but maybe you've said, oh, I'm not saying something, or maybe you're like, oh, I've turned away from speaking out to something, and then suddenly you have something to say. I don't know. Either way, maybe I think more of the example I'm looking for is you used to be a certain way, you know, and then now you feel like, okay, you're a Christian, you know, but you're still doing that. But then you want to change that, but then you don't change it because you feel like that's hypocritical almost. I don't know. Well, does that make any sense?
I suppose so. Part of what I was
a little too generalistic,
a little too vague.
Yeah.
But I think what I was thinking of is like, say there's someone going through something I did. Right. And I'm like, okay, here's why you might not want to do this, which people have actually come to me. Here's why you shouldn't do this. And I was like, okay, God telling me to, so go away. Gavin knows about this. But, you know, maybe God puts you through the thing to help someone with it, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it probably was pretty public how this and this happened, and you telling somebody not to do it is going to have some people look down on you a bit.
I feel like, okay, so I feel like what I was referring to was essentially you saying something, and in your Christian faith, kind of, maybe the thing you said was based on that, kind of was the root of it, but then you going back on something isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think it definitely can be a bad thing, but in some cases, it can be you humbling yourself, saying maybe I was wrong, you know, and you doing that, I don't think necessarily damages your faith or the way people view you. Maybe it will, but in the end, that's Jesus wants us to be humble.
Right.
So that could sound really weird over this podcast, but essentially it's saying humbling yourself.
Yeah.
It's like and even if that means maybe you saying, I feel like I am supposed to do this, and then realizing later that actually you did that wasn't right or something,
right.
And then admitting to that, you know, doesn't necessarily damage. I think it more or less shows that you're willing to admit when you're wrong, and humble, and that's really what God wants us to do. That's kind of the basis of Christianity, is turning around. It's that forgiveness, it's that redemption, which I feel like I'm just throwing out big words, and you're like, redemption, forgiveness. No, it's a real thing.
Yeah, it is, because I mean, I think I've said this before, but there is a line in J.J. Heller's song, You Want More For Me.
Yeah.
That was like, I'm not afraid to go forward, because if I fall, you will pick me back up.
Right.
You know, it's like, if I make mistakes, no mistake cannot be redeemed or something like that. So right. It was like, if I make a mistake, I can wholly accept it.
Right.
With humility and say, that was wrong. I'm not doing that. You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just think that we're too quick to put our two cents out, and we should be quicker to humble ourselves than say something. But there are some times when you really need to say something.
Yeah, yeah. And to add on to this real quick, I don't think it's sometimes bad to just put out your thing, especially with good friends you have. You know, it's like, I'll often just say my two cents because someone's asking me, like a buddy of mine or you, or just saying, what do you think about this? And I'll give you guys what I think about it, you know? Right. And then maybe later on, it'll change because of a new experience I've had, or actually saw how it affected you guys or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And admitting, okay, maybe I was wrong, or I was wrong, you know, maybe. Such a stupid word sometimes. Anyways. Yeah. So I guess that's what I'm pointing out. And it comes down to that forgiveness thing. I don't know.
Humility.
Maybe there's something, there's some gem in what we just said, and maybe there's complete trash.
I don't know. Probably trash.
So on my 13-hour shift today, I was actually doing some deliveries in a big old van thingy. Mm-hmm. Anyways, the important part about this segment
I was wondering, what the heck's the important part?
Is that... Okay, and I'm not trying to just be like, oh, look at me, I'm Gavin. I did something something kind of caring. But it's important because it links to another thing that happened later on today. I had a bunch of pizza that I brought with me to eat because it was some leftover pizza, frozen pizza. And I was just chugging away at this pizza. And I was so full, my stomach was in such turmoil, I could not finish the rest of my pizza. So I had a slice lying there next to me. And it was not gluttony. I needed that food really badly.
Seems like it to me.
Anyways, I had this slice of pizza sitting next to me, and I'm going to this bigger city where I know there's homeless people. And I'm just like, I'll just give it to one of them if I find one of them. Kind of just be like, eh, maybe. We'll see what happens. And ends up, I saw a dude, and I rolled out my window, and he wasn't really looking at me, and I'm like, okay, maybe not. And he's all the way over there in the median, and I'm over here in the right-hand lane. There's like three lanes he's got to cross. We were at a stoplight, but he saw that I rolled out the window, and I looked over one more time because I went to grab the pizza slice, and he ended up coming over because he saw me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. This works out. So I get him a piece of pizza, and he's like, appreciate it, man. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I can't handle any more pizza.
Please, take it off my grubby hands.
Yeah, and then I had to go because traffic. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what was weird about the rest of the day is I went to the Starbucks that I had gone in the morning to grab more coffee so that I would make it home on the drive home. And the same cashier was there that I saw in the morning. And I told him my order, and he went to type it into the thing. And he's like, no, man, don't worry about it. It's on me.
What?
I was like, dude, what? I'm like, hey, man, I appreciate that. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, yeah, no problem. Just made me a coffee. And that was it. I have never gotten a free coffee in my entire life. Now, you're like, Gavin, that's cool and all. Sweetness. You got a free coffee. Some guy got a free pizza. But what this made me think of is there was a movie on Netflix, Klaus. Probably, you guys have probably seen it. It's a Christmas movie. But there's a phrase
It's a very
in it.
Good Christmas
It's really,
movie
really good. If you haven't seen it, you should.
It's spelled like Klaus.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Klaus. Yeah. Anyways, in the movie, there's a quote that Santa Claus essentially says, and it's a true act of kindness or whatever, a true, basically something where you're not thinking about yourself, act of kindness always leads to another. And that's what it kind of made me think of. I don't know if it was selfless what I did giving the pizza to the dude.
I mean,
but
you
I'm
had
just
your
like,
fill, so I don't
yeah,
know.
Exactly. But at the same time, it was just kind of cool that God was like, you're doing this, here's this.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what? I need to do this more often, just where you're just like giving things to people. Yeah. And you know what I mean? I could have used it and eaten it for dinner on my way home.
Yeah.
You know, hypothetically. Of course, I didn't really want to, but nonetheless, it was just like those small acts of kindness go a long way sometimes. Like it literally made me feel seen that he did that for me. And I was just like, that sometimes makes all the difference in the world to somebody. So, yeah. I don't know.
You know what's funny? Before you started this story, it was going to be, so on my 12-hour shift, and then you said,
gonna do
what you said was, oh, look at me, I'm Gavin. And I was going to say, yeah, I gave stuff to a homeless guy today.
Are you
and then
serious?
You said it.
Are you serious?
Yes. I was going to make a joke that you gave stuff to a homeless guy.
That's funny.
You did.
I'm really not trying to toot my horn. I just thought it was kind of cool that that kind of went down.
It was
interesting. It's just like, man, small acts of kindness go a long way. Why aren't we doing more of them? Right. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be big. We give him a slice of pizza.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Small slice of pizza that. Or even a small iced coffee.
Yeah.
It's all it takes sometimes. So, awesome. I don't know. That's all. Hopefully that helps someone's story time with Uncle Gabe once again.
Third time.
Story time.
Uncle Gabe.
Story time. It's the new music segment. And we have no music under this because I'm too tired to pick out some music to go under this. So.
Lazy.
You're welcome.
The laziest man alive right there.
Yeah.
Right across the table.
Well, I have these glasses on if you notice. We haven't addressed them. Do I actually need glasses? Absolutely not. Do I feel like I look amazing? In glasses? Oh boy, you're putting the glasses on too. Yes, I feel.
Now we're both.
No, we both
as intelligent.
We both look very smart. That's the thing I was thinking of. Is basically I look smarter in glasses. I feel like automatically. There's a subconscious thing. Anyways, it'll maybe help our new music segment seem smarter than it actually is.
Right.
You want to go first?
Sure.
Go for it.
My song is "Jealousy" by Jordy Searcy. He's a guy we've brought before. He's this younger guy. I really like his lyrics. They're really thoughtful. But this one is just about, sort of about judgment, but obviously it's about jealousy.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at you with those glasses.
I'm sorry. They're really dirty. You're fine. Like, I don't know if on the video you could tell, but they are the dirtiest glasses. I cannot see a thing. I was going to have to take them off to
read to look at the lyrics.
But it's just about being jealous. He kind of analyzes jealousy and says that we're jealous of the people we want to be like the most. Because they have something we don't, you know? And he talks about he tries to see himself with honest eyes, but he just wants to be who he thinks he's better than. He has some pretty funny lyrics in here. When he, on the version, it's live, so when he plays it, people are laughing. And verse 3, he says, I wrote this song to make you think that I am self-aware, that I'm humble and also wise, and I've got it all together. But if you really want to know a secret, sometimes the reasons I write songs is because I want you to be jealous of me too. One of my favorite things about this is in the first two choruses, there's a line that says, I was born with a gavel in my hands. And then on the last chorus, it says, I was born with blood on my hands, which is technically true because we're born with blood all over us.
Bloody little humans.
Right. But the way I saw it was, you know, we're kind of like, when we spend time covetous of other people, we're kind of putting them down and sometimes we act on our jealousy and it's not very good at all. That's why one of the Ten Commandments is not to covet your brother, you know? Anyway,
I thought
it was a cool song. It's kind of funny. It's kind of soft. I like it a lot. Sing it at the top of my lungs sometimes, all alone. But anyway, that's my song.
Jealousy, sing that
Jealousy
song.
By Jordy Searcy.
That's good. My song is, actually, I feel like I listened to a song today on the road and something really actually came out of it, but I can't actually remember what it actually was.
Oh.
So instead, you guys get this as an other song, which is pretty good.
Instead, you guys get something that's horrible. You guys get the worst thing I could possibly find.
A buddy and me were actually talking about this song recently, and it's called The Sower Song by Andrew Peterson. We've already talked about Andrew Peterson on here before, but who cares?
Magic
you guys
man.
Are going to get it again.
Magic man.
The Sower Song is a really good song. It's from the Dark Before the Dawn album.
The Sober Song?
the Sowers song.
Okay. I was like, what is... I mean, being sober is great, dude, but...
But, like, what is this song?
What?
It's this song about, basically, it's based off the parable, the sower, mm-hmm. Jesus sowing seeds in our hearts, you know? But, like, listening to this song, for me, personally, the way I'm, like, it makes me realize, you know what? What kind of ground am I going to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because in the end, you know, we have a choice. We're humans. We have free right. wills. What kind of ground am I going to be? And I really like the beginning of this song. It says, "Oh God, I am furrowed like the field, torn open like the dirt. And I know that to be healed, that I must be broken first. Mm. I am aching for the yield that you will harvest from this hurt. Abide in me." I'm just like, it's good.
That is good.
And then also... This is a little bit convicting for me, listening to that. And then I watched this YouTube video last night because I was looking up her own channel and this other video popped up and it was like Christian guys with lust and stuff, which I was just curious what they had to say on it mm-hmm. because I'm like, what do other Christian guys have to say on this? Maybe we'll do a podcast on that. Anyways, one of the guys was like, get in the word. Mm-hmm. He's like, Jesus has this thing called the Bible, and it's like him able to talk to us. Get in that, be in it, mm-hmm. immerse yourself in this word from God. You know, we literally have this book full of things he's done and said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why am I not reading it more often?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was kind of that's me convicting personally. Anyways, this song. Is just like, what kind of ground am I going to be on? You know, am I going to actually...
Are you going to receive
things? Yeah, am I going to receive things or am I going to reject them? Or am I going to be like that shallow ground that first receives it, but then rejects it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to be, you know, and you have to be torn open. You have to be hurt like that ground first, you know?
Yeah.
And in this song, like this song has like this weird ending, not bridge thingy. I don't know what it is really because I'm not a songwriter. But it has this point where, like, Andrew Peterson goes, like, not into a rap, but, like, this slow, almost monotone voice, just mm-hmm. where he just slowly, he speaks quicker than usual. And I really like it because it has a slow build to it mm-hmm. that makes you just feel amazing.
A crescendo.
Yeah, it's a crescendo, mm-hmm. exactly. And, yeah, it's like, and instead of the thorn now, the cypress towers. And instead of the briar, the myrtle blooms with a thousand flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it will make a name for our God, a sign everlasting that will never be cut off. Just like, I don't know, it's just like, let's be that ground. Let's turn away from those thorns, you know, and rise above all that and be the ground that is broken and torn to produce something beautiful mm-hmm. and yield. You know, and I think that's more important. That it's broken and torn first.
Right.
Because for me, it's like, what am I going to choose tonight? A movie or going to bed, getting good sleep, and reading the Bible before I go to bed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to choose?
Right.
That's honestly what I've been struggling with lately. It sounds stupid, but...
No, it makes sense.
It's,
I think we've all...
100%,
we've all
honestly,
had that struggle at some point.
I'll go home from work, and I'll be all tired, and just like, I just want to relax.
Right.
You know, it's like, no.
I love songwriters that actually do it. They actually say the things that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, it doesn't say that in here, but this song kind of links to that.
No, yeah. But it makes you think about it.
Yeah.
I'll just make this real quick. But John Mark McMillan has a song called Unbroken Horses. It's literally about being broken to receive God.
Yeah.
You know? And in a way that's like, what? Wait, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But it's a really upbeat, like, this is a joyous occasion kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were saying the thing about the sequoia or the plants or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Instead of the thorn now, the cypress towers.
Cypress.
Instead of the briar, the myrtle bloomed with a thousand flowers.
I love the nature comparisons in
parallels,
songs.
Yeah.
Because God created nature and it's just great. But in The Road, the Rocks, and the Weeds by John Mark McMillan, he has this line that was... So shall I plant sequoias and revel in the soil of a crop I know I'll never live to reap?
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, wow. And he told the story about it once. It was just about he realized that when he went to California to see sequoias and redwoods and stuff, he was like, man, these have been here forever. I wish I could take these and the vastness of them and bring it to my little home across the other side of the States.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what if I could? What if I could start my own little
sequoia garden? Just
my own sequoia garden, you know? But would I be willing to put myself through the pain of making something so grand that I'll never get to see?
Hmm.
You know, and he compares it with our work in Christ and the fruits we will yield.
That's actually really good.
And I was like, it blows me away when I think about it again, but I'm like, that's so true, you know?
Yeah. Maybe that's really more of what is going to be treasures in heaven. Not, I mean, I'm sure there's gold and stuff, but those kind of right. treasures, you know?
To know that, like people like Jim Elliot.
Right.
And like...
those kind of treasures. Yeah, right. Exactly.
And like their wives reached so many people and like took care of them. Not just, oh, we talked to them for a bit about God and then we left. No, it was they were there. They helped raise their children.
Yeah.
Like they became inseparable with those people.
Yeah.
Who killed their husbands.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like that kind of thing, that kind of love that spans generations and
yep.
will always be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, crop you'll never live to reap.
Yep. Yeah, that's really good to end on. Anyways, that's the new music segment.
Very long one. I'm sorry.
No, that's really good. That was good. Maybe this podcast is redeemable after all.
Wow. Let's just put the new music segment in the front.
What kind of soil are you going to be? And also,
are you going to receive our very jumbled words?
Are you going to plant sequoias in your garden?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
We should.
Yeah. We're going to plant sequoias in other people. Yeah. That's the hard part, is investing in other people that you'll never get to reap those benefits.
Right. You're like, oh, that's I don't know if giving that guy pizza did anything, but
I'm not thinking about that.
I wasn't
easy.
Thinking about that.
That was easy to do, about? You know?
No, I know.
But like people you're around investing in those people, those are the hardest people to invest in that maybe you'll never see, you'll never harvest.
The ones you see every day, you know, never really know.
So, yep. New music segment, go listen to the songs and think about what we said. Let it brew inside your soul.
We should have a link to the playlist in the show notes or in the description.
Yeah. News. Important news. Ghastly news, in fact.
Ghastly. No.
We're starting a new segment. The segment is mainly due because I am trying to figure out personally, what is the church? What is the kingdom of God? So each week, we're going to be bringing you guys a segment of me. I'm going to read through Acts. So what did they do? Maybe try to gather up a sort of criterion, something to figure out what is the church.
So probably because you're not going to read the whole chapter, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm just going
to. So the thing to probably do would be to read the first chapter, and then we'll talk about it. And then next
you guys
week,
can you guys don't have to, but I'm not going to force them to do that. I was just going to bring them what I read. Eli's trying to put homework on you guys. Check
you
that
gotta
out.
Do homework. No. I mean, I would do it. Like, okay. If you were actually going to do it every week, I would be like, okay,
that's
I'll read I'll read chapter two for next week.
I'm trying to do some sort of plan. That was not my intention. Anyways, cool. You guys
can
do that.
I want to do activities.
activities.
Is my jam, dude.
Okay. So, I read the first chapter, and one of the biggest things that kind of popped out to me in this one, that basically Jesus says, as far as what the church is, because they're saying, Lord, at this time will you restore the kingdom of Israel? And I think they're talking about, like, are you going to actually take away this government back from the Romans, mm-hmm. you know? But he says, it is not for you to know times or season which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth, you know? And this is just so much, this verse honestly is used so much with people that are like, oh no, we have to go preach
strictly,
the gospel.
Strictly evangelist.
Yeah, exactly. They love that verse. But automatically, at least for me, my scientific brain, I'm like, okay, so maybe here's a criteria. Something that the church definitely does is, or at least what he's saying is, he says, you shall be witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
you know, to yeah. people and everywhere, you know, all around the earth. But yeah, mm-hmm. we're witnesses of him.
Yeah.
You know, so automatically that's what the kingdom of God is about right there. Witnessing. Yeah. It's kind of what it's built on. So that's what I got initially there. That's what Jesus said. And then the only other thing that really stood out to me in this, there are a lot of things that stood out to me, but
Does the Pentecost happen in the first chapter?
No, not the first chapter, okay. No. And the other thing that really was interesting to me is that all of these group of people got together and prayed. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as, that was what Jesus said. He says, we're witnesses. Mm-hmm. Kingdom of God is built on witnesses, is what I'm going to paraphrase it to.
Yeah.
And then... Also, as far as what they did is even before the Holy Spirit came upon them or anything, they were praying like crazy yeah. together even, you know, they got together and they were praying, you know, it says they went up to the upper room where they were staying and they continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, you know.
Yeah.
And they just were trying to receive God together. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I guess that's all just to say. Okay, those are two things that I'm kind of getting from this. Yeah. Okay, we're witnesses, and for some reason, we actually get together and we pray mm-hmm. in the church, in the kingdom of God. We seek God yeah. together, not just by ourselves, you know? So, I don't know. That's my two things. We'll be back next week.
You don't want me to say anything about
you
want to
say
it?
Something? You can say something
sure.
about it.
Well, a lot of stuff, well, just a little thing, is a lot of things about the, oh, we're made to be witnesses. People who don't want to be evangelical,
right?
They usually put it as, you know, the apostles were called to be the witnesses. That's why they went and made the churches.
I mean, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
and you know, I don't know that I would say exactly which one is which. So yeah. I don't know, but I do know with the prayer thing, you know, it was because they wanted so badly to have the Spirit. I think. Mm-hmm. Not that, oh, we want it so bad. It was like, you know, Jesus promised this to us. We are very eager to receive it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's awesome. You know,
yeah,
I want to get together every week and find out what God has for all of us.
Right.
And I'm eager to find that.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I think that is definitely a sign of a church.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, that's good. So that is... I don't know. Axe applied. I don't know. I'm trying Ooh, to go with a stupid AA. Name. No, I don't like that. It sounds too churchy or Christian-y. It just sounds stupid. Anyways, that's the new segment. We'll bring that every week. So I'll be reading Axe 2.
The Axe segment.
The Axe segment. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Axe segment.
Hey there, guys. Mr. Doomsday Preacher here for you. As per always. Mr. Here's everything you're doing wrong.
Mr. Boomer.
Mr. The End is Nigh. Mr. Everything that you hate about people who stand on the sidewalk with megaphones. But I'm not dissing you if you do that. I'm just saying.
He's dissing
me. I'm saying I'm one of those guys a little bit, but hopefully more encouraging this time. So I'm sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable and invaded your spaces, but...
Well, get on with it.
About to do it again, so buckle up tight, all right? So I want to talk about how, you know, in Revelation, we're told that, you know, everything's going to get worse. And that's just how it is. My point with that is that we just need to shine brighter because of that. We don't need to just retreat into a little hole. We need to be doing stuff. And mm-hmm. God's with us when we're doing it. He used a donkey to speak to a prophet, a shepherd boy to save a nation, and a persecutor to save the persecuted. And he can use us too. So my point here is that with stuff going on in the world and how the church will probably be attacked pretty well, already is in a lot of countries, but in the U.S. it'll probably be attacked more prominently soon.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think so. But
he thinks so.
I'm the doomsday preacher over here.
He's the doomsday preacher over there, yeah.
I feel like one all the time. But my point is, you know, if we're persecuted to death for our faith, we'll be like the martyrs before us and we'll inspire other generations. God's not going to stop with you, you know? That's kind of my point. And, you know, God will call others just as he did Saul and as he did us. So... point is, stand up, let's get on with it.
Yeah.
Let's keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. Keep on quoting Nike. Just do it.
Keep on. I keep on quoting VeggieTales, actually.
Keep on keeping on. It's the perseverance. No.
Yeah. Gavin doesn't like VeggieTales anymore. Ever.
I never did like, well, maybe at one point in my life. When I was young and deprived.
I'll get him back there, just for all of you, to prove that there is some hope left in the world.
There is no hope for me with VeggieTales.
There is.
There is no redemption there on that front. Absolutely none. Zero.
Maybe there is.
Nope. That was the Staying Christian Podcast. Thank you guys very much for listening. This guy. He keeps on bothering. We have it. So, he's getting married soon in like a couple months. And we plan a bachelor party for him. Somehow word got out because he's a little booger. Yeah. He finds that stuff out.
I found out. Found them out.
Found out that the dates. And so he's been bothering us about it. Anyways, we're going on this trip this weekend. We're leaving tomorrow early in the morning, which is why we got to get to bed here soon. It's midnight. So you're welcome for recording this.
You're welcome, even though it's probably horrible.
But yeah. Anyways, I don't know why I'm mentioning all that, except I'm irritated that you keep trying to give information out of me.
I'm genuinely not.
It's a bachelor trip. It's going
to
be good.
I'm genuinely just trying
to
tell Gavin.
You're going
to
be okay.
No, let me finish. I'm genuinely just
trying to. Here we go.
I'm genuinely just trying to tell Gavin that if he's tired, I can drive if I know where that destination is, because I think I do. But stop
chitty it. Chat chat. You know what? Anyways. This is the Staying Christian Podcast. You guys can find us on most social platforms at Staying Christian. We'll have links to all that good stuff in the description, show notes below. Give us a like if you like it. Subscribe or follow our podcast on YouTube or the podcast place.
Send us an email if you didn't like it.
Yep. DM us. Do whatever. If you guys have stuff for the new song segment, you guys can hit us up on all the socials.
We'll take your songs and say what you said.
Yep. So stay real.
Stay Christian.
Bye.
Bye. I love you, Gabe.
Sure.
I get to the pearly gates and St. Peter just gives me this look. He's like, he's like, what are you?
He's like, hey, man. Nope. Just waves a little finger at you.
He's like, hey, man. I love you.
You want to talk about this real quick?
He's like, I love you, man. But that comment you made.
That's not okay.
You better watch yourself, okay? Sometimes I don't hear the words and I just hear his, but like, you know what I'm saying?
He's like, oh, wait, where'd you get this these socks, Gabe? I'm like, I mean, there was a homeless dude back at Kroger or something and he handed them to me. He's like, no. I'm like, no, dude, seriously, I was there. And I'm like,
no, man.
I saw that he needed something and I gave him some Ritz crackers.
I was bringing the cart back and he was standing there.
And he said, want these old socks? And I said,
he said, hey, I'm coming into a great deal of money soon. I won't need these socks.
It's a culture thing.
Would you like some? And I was like, man, I've heard of people doing this.
I'm like, you haven't seen the videos, dude? They're on TikTok. They're all over there, man.